From what we're seeing, the current trends are really that the carriers are reacting, and we're all reacting to the decline in overall M&A volumes. And that is happening against the backdrop of a situation in which the rep and warranty market had previously been so absolutely choked with deals that, you know, in the fourth quarter of 2021, you could have, you know, $100 million audited targets, you know, go wanting for a quote from time to time. So the trend line has been, at least for the last 18 months now, maybe last 15 months, declining pricing, expanding terms, more appetite for different deal types, including take privates, which I know were mentioned prominently yesterday, minority investments, different sectors are becoming less challenging. Oil and gas is not on the slide, but that's obviously relevant in this room. You know, so there's a whole variety of things that underwriters are doing to attract business into the industry in the current environment, and including, you know, broadening appetites around specialty tax policies, specialty contingent liability policies that would pick up potentially ongoing litigation, can even ensure, you know, plaintiff side litigation expected, you know, outcomes. So overall, I know this is on the screen, but it is a much softer market than what people saw if you were buyers doing deals in 2021, but it's really not what I would characterize as a soft market. I think rates are back to more or less historical norms, but are not below historical norms at this point. So I think that's where I see it in the life cycle. I don't know, do you guys have a...
Yeah, I kind of agree. I mean, we were getting 1 hour of sleep last year. Now we're getting at least four. But yeah, I mean, the market has taken off, and there was just a lack of man hours or human hours in the market to handle the amount of deals that that we've been seeing more recently, which is a good thing. You know, starting back in when we started working together in 2014, you know, we may have been doing two underwriting deals a week, and now it's just, yeah, it's but yeah, so it's getting more reasonable. We definitely have more bodies to throw at the deals, and yeah, I think we're back to a reasonable rate environment, I think, yep. And reasonable deal flow.
What are you seeing in terms of the rates? You talked about it, I think it's the next slide, Andrew. Sure. What are the current rates? I think I was looking at what you had, and it seems like they had gotten a little higher last year. But as you notice, yep. They're coming down. And they've gotten a little expensive last year, too.
Yeah, I think, so we did see things get really far from historical norms at the end of last year. We would see quotes hitting 6% of the limit on some deals, you know, a $600,000 premium for a $10 million limit. That has really left the market entirely at this point. So you see, you know, a bunch of rates reflected here. We can go through these very quickly, but I think the macro story is really if you look at the $50 to $350 million lines in these rates, that's more or less reflective of, I think, the typical rate for the typical policy for the typical deal. If you're looking at a smaller deal that's, you know, below $50 million or below $100 million, that can push the rate up because of the economics on that. And if you're looking at very large deals or larger deals, you know, there's some impact on the statistics that I think make those rates look higher than they actually are. So I think, you know, what you're really seeing is probably rates right around 4%, maybe below that, 4% maybe trending down.
Good rule of thumb. How about retentions? As well as the timing for holding the retentions, the step downs, are we still seeing half a point and then...
Yeah, more or less, more or less. I think probably the typical retention step down is really 12 months and not 18 months at this point, absent a very unusual circumstance. The trend on retentions, to my eye, is really more pronounced than the trend on pricing. You know, pricing is back at historical norms. I don't think I've seen average retentions below 1% on the $50 to $350 million valuation band in my time in this industry. So to me, I do see regularly that insurers are really competing on the retention metric across much smaller deals than they historically did. So to the extent that that aids the parties in having less potential holdbacks and having less risk before you get into the policy dollars, it's all to the good. One thing that I always get a little bit concerned about is insurers look at the retention as a, and tell me this is wrong, of course, but as a substitute for a materiality qualifier. So as retentions get smaller and smaller, at least a concern of mine is that in the background, underwriters will be, you know, looking at, you know, relatively small issues more closely. There'll be, you know, more discussions and negotiations happening on those types of things. You know, there may be a translation into counsel spend because you have a lower a lower retention. But we'll see what happens.
Good.
It is a factor.
Yeah.
I mean, naturally, we're going to be thinking about it. Like, we have this cushion. Is this, you know, it might be somewhat known issue or likely issue or probable issue, but if there's no chance that it's going to even come close to eroding the retention,
yeah,
maybe we can focus on other matters.
Yep. Yeah, and my job is to tell Chris what he needs to worry about, and I'm going to make him worried about more things if it's a lower retention,
yep,
and that's just how it's going to work.
Yeah. So,
a couple of things. Let's cover about deal size and structure real quick. Are any industry limitations at this point? Anybody not getting RWI?
Not to my view. Certainly healthcare is the perennial difficult industry to get coverage in, where you'll have terms that will be, you know, less than relatively straightforward. You may have to think a little harder about how to plug various gaps in the policy. And then related to that is various government services can be a challenge. And then the other thing that I tend to find is challenging is